This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the South Carolina primary because I saw a lot of chatter online from people, and I seen some people saying, oh, man, look, black people, they just falling back in the same habits, going vote for Biden. Well, when you actually see how many votes Biden actually got in that primary, we're going to look into all of that. You're going to have a little bit more positivity toward what you thought you saw with the corporate media trying to deceive you and finesse you, just showing you percentages and not actually showing you the raw numbers. Always get the raw numbers. Don't pay attention to their percentages. Don't listen to them with that per capita crap. Raw numbers, raw numbers, raw numbers. Let's get into it. As you can see here, the number they was toting on the media, and when I saw the chatter, a lot of people focused on this 96.2%, okay? So if you look at how many actual votes Biden got in South Carolina, it's 126,321. Marianne Williamson got 2.1% at 2,726. Dean Phillips got 1.7% at 2,239, with a grand total of 131,286. Now, remember that number. In the media, they're trying to make you think that Biden really got some big time support. Oh, he got some big time support. So let's go to South Carolina and what they say, how many registered voters they actually have in the state. So if you go up here, voter registration demographics, and I got that, you know, from them, sc.gov, you see all that. And now if you go down to the bottom, you see that they have 3.260024 registered voters, so 3.2 million registered voters, okay? Now, let's go to and remember the voting. So if we go back and let's go down here, Biden got 97% of the vote here in Richland, but look how many people actually voted, only 19,000. Now, if we go back to how many actual registered voters there is in Richland, it's 255,000 people. The majority of people sat home. Just like we know the amount of registered voters versus the people that showed up, they sat it out. If you go here to Charleston, Biden got 97% of that. Only 13,000 people voted there. If we go back and we go look at Charleston here, there's 260,000 people registered to vote in Charleston County alone. And you mean to tell me that only 13,000 showed up? How is this like a big time win for Biden? That's what I want to know. See the mainstream media and what they'll do to y'all. And that's why you should thank God you got people like us. They will focus just on this, but they will never tell you this right there. They would never tell you 131,286. They surely would never tell you about that 3.2 million people being registered to vote. So this is not a win for Biden at all. Well, you know, they've been rigging the primary from the beginning, right? It's been rigged. It hasn't been a competition. It hasn't been anything. I mean, I told y'all, the Democrats don't believe in democracy at all. They're authoritarian, as you could see. But I just wanted to show you this. About the voting aspect is that the majority of people in general sat it out. Now, the next thing I'm gonna wait for is the racial demographics and how to break when that breakdown comes out. And I want to see actually how many black people actually came out and vote for him and I could take it from this number and actually figure it out. But understand, this is not a good look at all for Biden. Not at all. If I start hovering over some of these counties, only 892 people showed up in Oconee County. But then we go back over here. Oconee County has 52,000 people registered to vote. Nobody showed up for Biden. If you go right here to Pickens County, I think that's kind of more so a Republican-leaning county, I think. But Pickens, 1,190 votes. You go over here to Pickens, and there are 74,000 people registered to vote. Like, nobody showed up for this dude. Spartanburg County, 4,520. You go over here to Spartanburg County, and there's close to 200,000 people registered to vote. Man, nobody showed up for this dude. So do not believe the hype. Just like we were told a long time ago, don't believe the hype, right? Public Enemy, they told us. So it was not a good night at all for Biden. No matter what the left-wing media has to say, the MSNBC, the CNNs, it was not a good night. So trust me, the majority of people stayed home. 3.1 million people chose the couch. They did not get up out of their house and go out there and participate in any primary. So that actually was a major disaster for Biden, a prelude to what may happen in the general election. Now, on top of Clyburn, you have Maxine Waters out here. She's trying to come out and try to assess the black vote all of a sudden. And I want you to pay attention to what she has to say about this.
Biden has been campaigning this weekend in South Carolina, shoring up support among black voters. Recent polls show black support for the president is softening. Why?
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, Trump and the Republicans have been doing everything that they can to get the people of this country to believe that, to get others to believe that he's losing the black vote. I don't buy it yet. Mm. I don't know which polls are the ones that are leading this argument, but I think we have some work to do to make sure that blacks are being told that they're attempting to use us. They're attempting to divide us. They're attempting to use you to say that you're going to be responsible for helping to get Trump get elected. All right, let's deal with this. We're going to have to be very, very frontal with this in talking with other blacks. We're talking with black men that they're claiming, are not happy with Biden. What else can Biden do?
Now, y'all, did y'all catch the last part of what she said? So they already gearing up to blame black folk, particularly black men, for Trump winning. Listen, we were blamed last time. Like, we get blamed for every freaking thing. I mean, we kind of used to it already. But okay, we'll take that. We'll take that. If you lost and you blame us. They don't blame themselves. They don't blame the migrant crisis that was created by Biden, right? They won't blame that. They won't blame all this money going to Ukraine, all these wars that this man is trying to start in the Middle East. They won't blame that. They won't blame they didn't do nothing for black folk. They won't blame any of that. They just blame black folks, in particular black men, because black men are saying, nah, forget that dude. Like, man, I ain't trying to fool with him. They already got it geared up. You know, that's why I told y'all, I don't care. I want to see the meltdowns. I want to see the cuss outs. I want to see it all. And I'm going to sit there with my popcorn. I order my popcorn from Chicago. I order my Nuts on Clark popcorn, the caramel one I like. From straight from Chicago, because that's the only popcorn I like ordering. I order it straight from Chicago. They ship it down here. I will order my Nuts on Clark popcorn, sit right here, and be enjoying the meltdowns and the cuss outs. I'm already ready for it. But she asked another question. Well, what can Biden do? Okay, I'll say what Biden can do. The first thing Biden can do is the same thing he did for the Asian community. The exact same thing. Give black folks an anti-black hate crime bill that protects black Americans. That's what he can do. What else Biden can do? Reparations in the form of cash payments. That's what Biden can do. Also, Biden can the same thing. All the resources he given to the migrants, all this free food, go they getting $1,000 cards, $9,000 rent that's getting paid for, furnishing a place to stay, job fairs specifically for Black Americans, held in secret, right? All the things you're doing for these migrants, that's what Biden could do for Black folk. All that money he been giving to Ukraine, he can be giving that same money to Black Americans. He could do it. All that he been doing for everybody else, he can be doing that right there. That will even just be a start. Because she said that out of frustration, like, well, what is he supposed to do? He ain't got no problem figuring out what he needs to do for everybody else. But all of a sudden, now you're frustrated. See, this is why, Auntie Maxine, nobody listened to y'all. See, with age is supposed to come wisdom. And unfortunately, y'all been so sold out to the Democrats. Y'all so sold out to getting your check. You're not in touch with reality with the average Black person is living in this country. Ma'am. You and Clyburn, y'all not in touch. Everything good for y'all. Y'all can care less about the rest of Black America. You're not struggling. Trust me, you're not. You're not suffering. You good. Like I told y'all, the status quo in this country pays a lot of folks like Maxine Waters and Clyburn very well. So they can't have the rest of you free now, because if the rest of you get free or the rest of you get, you know, some equal pay or things like that, then what? They're not getting a check, because you have to understand they have to help white supremacy stay up. Because you have to understand, equality to white supremacy is oppression to them, is a problem. Equality, not getting over them, just being at the same equal playing field as everybody else. That's oppression to them. They don't want to see that. They've been having a system of not competing for a long time. They people have to be, can be just mediocre and get billions of dollars. They throw money at them when they say, I got an idea. You know, oh, really? Well, here's $1 billion. We can't even get home loans or business loans, even though we may make six figures or even second figures. Sometimes they don't want to give us that. So it's a big issue and problem in this country. And so Biden and the Democrats are supposed to be about regulations and all that. They don't regulate nothing because they don't care. They only care about their agenda, and their agenda is the migrants. Their agenda is starting more wars. Their agenda is not Black folk. So why should Black folk make them an agenda to when it's time to go vote in November? Why should we make them an agenda? You mentioning Trump and all of that. Oh, Trump and the Republicans doing this. No. Trump and the Republicans haven't done crap. No, you Democrats got to take that responsibility yourself. It's not Trump. Y'all squandered your support. It was not Trump. Y'all did it. The majority of Black folks in this country hated Trump. You mention Trump's name and Black folks start snarling, literally. The same Black folks that were snarling about almost 4 years ago, now they say, you know what, man? Oh, man, you know what? Well, you know, I ain't like Trump, but dog, man, I think I made a mistake because, you know, I had more money during Trump. I didn't have these problems with all these migrants all over the place in my neighborhood that wasn't going down to Trump. I remember Trump was getting them out of here. Man, where Trump at? Y'all did that, Democrats. You. Trump didn't say anything that just got people just on his side all of a sudden. Y'all made people go to his side. And y'all won't take personal responsibility for it. Then y'all still playing this divisive crap. Black women are the backbone of the Democrat Party. Y'all still trying to play that crap? No, they're not the backbone of your party. Because if they were the backbone of your party, you would do something for them. And you ain't done nothing for them either. So stop. And then if you got a Black woman, she got to be a doggone mammy. She can't be for her people. Listen, in order for you to get up in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, you cannot be for your people. You can't. Because somebody that's truly for black people, they don't want them that high up in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. That's why in order for you to be truly political, you got to be independent. You can't be no Republican. You can't be no Democrat. Only thing you can say is, I'm going to look at what policies benefit my community. I'm not worrying about what everybody else got going on. I'm talking about us. Because for too long, we have been saving everybody, saving the white folk, the people from other countries, whoever. We always sticking our neck out. And what have we got in return? Nothing. And now we still got the folks talking about, well, you know, we don't help do something about this country, we won't have it no more. It's going to affect us. No. Y'all go do it. I'm only worrying about my community. That's where we at with it. And people getting highly offended that we're saying we're only worrying about us and what we got going on right now. Because all you groups, all of you, we have stuck our neck out for all of you. And what have you done in return? Not a freaking thing. Well, on the other side of the world want us to stick our neck out and say something. Say something for what? Nobody stick their neck out for us. Some of these other groups got way more money than we got, and they don't. When they get in this country, they're not trying to get black Americans jobs. A lot of these other groups who got money, certain ones in particular, is sitting up here putting us in bad deals, bad contracts. And we speak up about it, you call us a certain name. Why should we be saying anything? We're only worried about ourselves right now. Period. It's not no black folks' job to be going up there waging voting and all that for the Democrats. No. Give black folks something. Then you could say, okay, hey, well, look, I gave you something. Go and talk to Pastor Porkchop. Pastor Porkchop has no influence no more in the black community. Have you realized that? We don't care about him. He has no influence. Y'all waste y'all time going to those churches. Those churches to me is no different than any kind of social club. The NAACP has no influence in black America. The Urban League, it has no influence. Nobody's paying attention to them because they no different than y'all. Y'all don't want the younger people coming in. They the same way. They don't want the younger people coming in with different ideas, you know, getting rid of all this boule. Listen, the majority of people that's younger don't rock with the boule. They're not rocking with all that mess y'all used to. That's why y'all don't want us to come around and come in. And that's cool. Y'all can wither on the vine. And it's very insulting that you are Maxine Waters. But that's what y'all been saying behind the scenes. That if Trump get elected, y'all going to blame us. Like it wasn't white voters that voted, Hispanic voters, Asian voters, all the Arab voters. In Michigan, they said, man, forget Biden. We ain't voting for him. They said it. But you're not going to go blame them, are you, for Trump, right? You know, they openly said they are not supporting Biden for what's going on in Palestine. But you're not going to open your mouth and go blame them for not voting for Biden, but you're going to blame only us. Like, we're the only group in America that can vote. Why don't y'all leave us a freaking alone? Y'all left us alone the whole time he was in there. You didn't want to do nothing. It's like, oh, we did Ketanji Brown Jackson. That woman is an embarrassment. She's an embarrassment. Let me tell you when I say this woman is an embarrassment. I was sitting in South Africa, and I was watching her confirmation hearings. And when they asked that woman a simple question, what is a woman? And she just looked like a deer in headlights. The simple question is, what is a woman? I don't know what you mean. You don't know what a woman is? You know, like, and I was just like, I'm in South Africa watching this. And I'm like, people in freaking South Africa watching this just as much as I'm watching this right now. This is freaking embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. But that's the kind of black people they want. They don't want a real black woman. They don't want a real one. They want them types. And then the ones you want is attached to Zaddy somewhere. They're not with a brother. Or they got to be LGBT. That's the kind of black people you want.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So please, leave us alone. You're not giving us nothing anyway. Leave us alone. Go talk to them migrants you're giving all that money to. Go holler at the migrants in New York to go vote for you. Go holler at the migrants in Chicago to go vote for you. Since you invested so much resources into them, go holler at the migrants over there in Boston. Y'all took the Black People's Community Center. Go over there and holler at them to vote for you. Leave Black people alone. You got Black people working full-time jobs and still homeless. Go holler at the migrants to vote for you. Seriously, holler at them. All the ones y'all let in. Come down to Texas. Holler at them. Oh, you're not going to do that, right? Because they can't vote? You can't take all our resources away. You can't take $53 million away from New Yorkers, giving them $1,000 cards to spend a month, not a one-time deal, a month, constantly. New Yorkers not getting in that same kind of money. But you're supposed to go vote blue no matter who. Kathy Hochul in New York just went found $183 million for Holocaust survivors and their descendants, not the ones that actually went through it, but their descendants. But we're told that we can't get reparations because we didn't go through that. But that's your Democrats for you, right? This is your Democrats. And yeah, we supposed to come out and vote for that? It's not just Black men feel that way. It's Black women too. And you know, you still got Black people. You still got them. You can lay all this in their lap and they will still talk about, well, why don't y'all talk about the Republicans? I'm like, one thing I'm realizing about some Black people, you know, some Black people that really didn't want to leave the plantation. I mean, the slave master had to make them leave. He said, you can't stay here no more. And some of them will say, well, where am I going to go? Well, I'd rather stay with you. They want to stay in slavery. Y'all have to understand that. There were Black people that really wanted to stay in slavery. They didn't want to be free. They didn't want to. They were happy right there on the plantation. And you have to understand, when you hear them Black people say, well, why are you only talking about the Democrats, not the Republicans? Even after I lay out why I'm talking about them, and they still saying that, that tells you they the same people that their descendants is slaves in America that didn't want to leave the plantation. So it's easy for them to take abuse. It's easy for them to not get anything. They cool with that because their ancestor was like that. They were cool just being a servant. They didn't want to be empowered. They didn't want what's rightfully theirs. They don't really want to be free. They want to be a slave. And they get offended when people like myself talk, or meaning you talk, that's listening, they get offended because you're putting pressure on them. You're putting a lot of pressure because they want to stay in a slave-like position. They don't want anything. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're battling to in the community. There's a lot of people in our community that really don't want anything but to be a servant to massa. That's all they want to be. And they feel that with us speaking against massa, right? Or us talking about what we need is going to make massa upset and they're going to come down on them too. So that's why they upset, because they feel that we're going to bring heat to them. Once again, remember, they are the descendants of slaves in this country that did not want to leave the plantation. Well, I'm sorry. I'm a descendant of a slave that was burning massa house down and getting off that plantation. That's my descendants. I wasn't a descendant of a cowardly slave. That's why I can speak against him now. And anytime you hear them say that, what about the Republicans? I'm telling, listen, anybody who's modding here, if you see one person say, what about the Republicans, block them. We don't even want to engage with them. I can't engage with cowards. I can engage people asking legitimate conversation, But when you start saying, what about the Republicans at this point, after we sit up here and tell you why, we give it to you why, we constantly present it to you what the Democrats have done to our people, I'm not talking about what they've done to everybody else. I'm talking about what they've done to our community. If you're still saying that, I don't want to hear it. Just block them and just move on. Don't even waste your time online even engaging them. They try to start arguing with you, like, just block them off your timeline and, like, just, no. I don't mind, once again, I don't mind talking to people that ask legitimate questions, but just what about the Republicans, and you never say where you're wrong at? No, those people want to be slaves. And that's okay. Just keep your slave self away from us.